AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's extended an order blocking full SNAP food aid payments. Hi Panjwani has the latest.
The High Court's decision came during signals that the government shutdown could end soon and food aid payments could start back up. The order keeps in place at least for a few more days, a chaotic situation. People who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to feed their families in some states have received their full monthly allocations, while others have received nothing. SNAP helps 42 million Americans buy groceries. The order will expire just before midnight on Thursday. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
And there's still no timeline on when flight cancellations will ease. Brittany Neal was stuck in Atlanta.
My Frontier flight, first it was delayed and then it got canceled completely. So now I have to wait a whole nother day. They're only sending out one flight a day for Frontier. So that's what I'm at.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing in control towers. And Jennifer King reports.
The U.S. marked Veterans Day with ceremonies and parades around the nation. On a chilly day at Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Because of what every veteran has done today, the flame of liberty shines bright. The people of our nation sleep safe. The American dream surges forward.
Also in attendance, Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins and the Vice President J.D. Vance, himself a former Marine.
If you find yourself at a restaurant this evening and you see somebody wearing a uniform, buy them a meal if you're able, or buy them a beer. If you see a veteran of our nation's armed forces, if you know somebody in your family, give them a call and say thank you.
Many events at federal venues were curtailed or canceled due to the government shutdown. Organizers had to call off a Flag for Every Hero event at California's Riverside National Cemetery. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh reports a change is coming when it comes to placing bets on baseball.
Major League Baseball's authorized gaming operators will cap bets on individual pitches at $200 and exclude them from parlays after Cleveland Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were indicted on charges they took bribes to give sports bettors advance notice of the types of pitches they'd throw and intentionally tossed balls instead of strikes to ensure successful bets. MLB said the limits were agreed to by sportsbook operators representing more than 98% of the U.S. betting market. A league statement said that pitch-level bets on velocity and of balls and strikes, quote, present heightened integrity risks because they focus on one-off events that can be determined by a single player. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news and the latest developments at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.